الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين، ولعنة الله دائم على أعدائه المجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد،
So as you were reading the verses Ali Imran, according to Allah Ta'ala Hawaii, and there is a reason we start this surah before Al-Baqarah. Allah says this is the calling for the Tawheed. Da'wat bi kalamat Tawheed. This is exact word, his word. Look at the Al-Mizan for Tafsir Ali Imran. He says, here is inviting people to Tawheed. Because of the problem Prophet had in the Medina, not in the Mecca. This verses in one narration came down all together. It's about 200 verses. All of them, they came together in, came down to Prophet in Medina. It's calling for Tawheed. That's why we choose these verses for the brother here. This is the exact situation you have, and the Muslim in the beginning of Islam, they had in the Medina. There were Jews, there were Christian, there were atheists, non-believers. So Muslim, they had these three people in front of them. And it was a group of Mu'mineen, they migrated like yourself. You migrated to this country. Now you have these challenges in front of you. Three major challenges. Other religion, and non-believer, and the problem Muslim they have themselves. Right? So, according to Allah, by the way, this is calling for Tawheed. But Tawheed is not an easy word to say. Everybody easily can say, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. But let us say, let's look at how our A'imma, they look at the Ahad. I can say, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Allah is one. But what does it mean, He is one? He is one, we have to open it so we understand what is the one. I choose part of the ayah, Jawshan Kabir, which is very important. I read that part, so you come to know about what is Ahad. This is number 11. He says here, you know, by the way, this Du'a Jawshan Kabir and most of the Aliyah Du'a, they came from our A'imma. Whether it is mostly from Imam Sajjad, or like Du'a Arafah that they were reading from Imam Hussein, or Imam Sadr, or Imam Jawad, or Imam Reza. So, and like that Du'a is directly from Imam Zaman, Ilahi Azam Abara, or the other one, Allahumma Arzuqna Tawfiqa Ta'ala, that is directly from Imam Zaman. So, this, if when we go through this Du'a, supplications, then we see what does it mean. Tawheed, Nabuwwat, Ma'ar. We have to look at it, them, this way. For example, this one. We're talking about Ahad. Look at this one. يا عبدتي عند شدتي قد عند شدة أحد. You say أحد, but what kind of أحد you have in your mind? In the mind of Imam A'imma, this is أحد. يا عبدتي عند شدتي means in my difficult time. شدة means difficult time. There is عدة. عدة means something is the person, he prepares something for you. Like, for example, brother is providing us with the tea, right? So, imagine the most difficult time. Let's say you are in the desert. You are in some remote area. Absolutely, there is no hope. Your car is broken down. There is no hope for you. Maybe for hours and hours, you stay in the road. There is no even road. But in that specific time, there is Hudda for you. There is somebody, right? He has all the preparation for you. Can you imagine this way? I'm trying to tell you, you have to embed this kind of idea in your mind. Till we get to the stage we understand. He said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. The connection between Ahad and Qayyum is this 10 things in the ayah, Joshan Kabir. Ya uddati anda shiddati. In my shidda, very difficult then. Shidda come from intensity. Tense. The time you are tense, shidda. You have lots of problems on your head. So many things on your hand. You don't know which one to handle. Let's imagine you're in the desert, rain is start coming, you have no way to walk, nowhere, so much problems, you have a cold, you are not expecting any help. Always, always in your life, think this way. The last person, I mean the one he prepared everything, my hope, my respect, I have, expectation. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Qayyum. And we will go more deep into it. Why we have to understand this Asma first. Then we can understand this of Quran very easy. Because our problem, as the people in the Medina, the migrated Muslim, it is Tawheed. Let's stop. I mean, it's very clear because Messenger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, he brought these messages to us, and our Imam Alayhi Salaam, they explained for us. But the problem was, we left their speeches and their talk and their school of thought and their state of mind aside. We went to study William Shakespeare's sonnet. It's not going to help. We trying to find Allah in others. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained Himself. And our Imam, they explained it this way. Ya raja'i inda musibat. When you have a musibat, just when you have a musibat, somebody died from your family. No, you have thousands of issues. Musibat can be car accident. Musibat can be somebody's death. Close friends. Maybe na'udhubillah, member of the family. Maybe a person he failed in the exam. You know, so many things. Maybe, you know, you are under a big debt. It's all musibah. Right? So he says, my hope, raja. I have a raja. If you are this kind of person, if we are this kind of person, sorry, sometimes I say you, it doesn't mean you. It means me. I meant myself. If I have a raja, in that time of musibah, nobody else, cut everybody out, everybody, your father, your mother, your brother, everybody, no, I have no expectation from anyone else except the Qayyum, right? Because I know he's waiting for me, I know he's my help. I don't look at this brother's hand, I don't look at his hand, I'm not looking for, you know, somebody come and help me, except my Raja is there. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Jibreel came to help him, he said, no, I need him to help me. That means connect yourself to Qayyum. Because Qayyum, see, I hold this cup. Right? If I don't hold it, it's going to drop. You have to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way. He is the one who is holding you. Can you imagine? Don't think you're sitting in the car and the car is driving and taking you here and there. No. It is Allah is driving. And you might say this is very hard to understand. It's difficult to understand. Allah says no. It is not difficult to understand. Let me analyze it for you. Right? Let's say you go to school. Basically you are the one who attended the school. But who is the one who is providing this thing for you? Isn't your father? I mean, if your father is helping you there. That's the father, right? So basically, who is it holding you? It is your father. In the same case, the person he does and he prepared all this preparation for us, it is our Raja. It is our Qayyum. you may have a good muscles, but who is giving this nourishment to the muscles for you? So when we call it the zaman of sadara, we have to remember this word. You know, this, what they call it, the, this culture, Quranic culture. We have to remember, the things come through musabbaba. Allah has a setup. There is a setup for you to do something. It is not you. That's why he says, Qayyum. See, Allah, this is a Medina, and people, they come and they bother the Muslim. Christian from one way, Jew from one way, and atheist from outside. Look at the wording. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. I am the hayyul qayyum. Why are you approaching others? What are they trying to tell you? He's telling Prophet. What are they trying to tell you? Isn't it you have to concentrate on me? Then this is the way you have to concentrate. Ya ughlati and the shaitan. Ya Raja'i and the Musiba. Ya Munasi and the Wahsha. Right? Then you have a Wahsha. It's a terrible, terrible, horrible time. Fear. Time of fear. Who is a Munas? What is a Munas? Munas like comes from Ons, Anis. A person, huh? A helper. Somebody is really you know, honest with you. Somebody very close to you. Somebody he take care of you. Somebody, he's just like you. Somebody, he feels your feelings. He gives you respect to your feelings. He is not leaving you, like both of you, you're walking in a way. Basically, this is Islamic culture. He learned it from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali. If you walk even with a person, like a couple hundred yards, then he wants to go this way, you have to go this way. Imam, what he does, this is the Silat al-Nabi, this is Silat al-Ali ibn Abi Talib. He walks with him toward the home. The guy, he asked him, Ya Ali, why you do that? He said, because for 100 meters, we were friends together. I was your munis, I was your anis. So I have to take you home. I want to see you off your home. I want to take you. See, this is the culture of Islam. Islam, it is not the culture of carelessness. Okay, you go home, bye. No. Islam is a respect. If your friend, you invite your friend to your home, if he is not sleeping, you shouldn't go to sleep first. If he is not eating, you shouldn't do that. You have to wait for him. This is called munis. Munis means a person is always like you, he's coming with you. You know, whatever you try to do, he's trying to be there and somehow give you a hand. So he says, munisi and the rashad. Allah is this way. Can we feel this? Can we feel that we have a munis in all the time? Like there is a kind of rashad. Seriously, there is a time of passion. Go to the graveyard at the night, for example, I'm saying. Or you think there is an army of the non-believers, they're going to attack. Or there is some hard situation. Who is the minister? You're waiting for your friend to come, your father, somebody come from your neighborhood, your family member, then still you have a problem. Then you are not mubahed. Muwahhid is the one who thinks in the time of Waqsha. Munis is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is the way Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib has been dealing with the issues. He goes and sleep in the bed. He doesn't have a Waqsha because there is a Munis next to him. You see, it should be very tangible for us. We should feel these things. Then he say, Ya sahibi and the ghurbati. You know ghurbat? Ghurba means when you are far away from home. Far away. There is no any friend. You are single out in the community. Nobody respects you. Even you talk, they say, oh, you have an accent. Where are you coming from? You see that? You are single out in the community. Nobody play with you. Nobody, I mean, even call you for any gathering. In that time, you're sahab. Sahab is friend. Come from musahiba. Musahiba means I talk. Sohbat. Sohbat means talking. When we talk together. Who is your sahab that time? When you are, nobody is talking to you. Is it Allah? Yes. How? When you make the zikr, wadhkuruni azkurkum. When you make zikr, one way, he will talk with you back. He's not going to come sit next to you, and you know why. We have a philosophy proof for that. He's not going to come and sit next to you, but he will provide the environment for you. Whether he sent somebody, we call it Nizam al-Musabbaha. Or he turned the heart of people toward him. He make environment ready for you. So this is a sahib in the ghurba. This is how the Qayyum, I'm trying to build up the world of Qayyum for you. Alright. Then, Ya Wali inda ni'mati. What is the ni'mah? Let's say, start with simple. This is a ni'mah. So, there are two ways to think. Whether I go and buy this one, or somebody gave me chance to have this one. This is one of the two. So, if you have a ni'mah, there is a wali for it. Do you realize who is that wali? He provides this one. So now here you understand the meaning of the wali. Wali is the one he provides this ni'mah. So according to our Sunni brother, it is not the one, he is your friend. He is the Salah. So he is the one, he is providing ni'mat. One of the job of wali is, see, Ya wali inda ni'mati. This is his job. When he gave you ni'mat, so he is your wali. He is your mawla. Mawla, he provides food. Mawla brought the ni'mat. Ni'mat can be a son, ni'mat can be a girl, ni'mat can be a daughter, ni'mat can be anything. Let me ask you. Quran is here. We have to...
Salah usually announce time is 7 p.m. But,
oh, 7 p.m. So we have time. Yeah. We have time to go?
Yeah, we can wait.
Okay.
Salah ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ya ghiyafi inda kurbati. The same thing. You know, kurba is the time of the tightness. When you have a shortcoming, kurba, like karbu bala, you heard karbu bala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, remember his situation in Karbala? No help. He was, in part, he said, giriftar. Somebody in a very tight heart situation. Although Imam Hussein wasn't expecting anybody, but people, they were around him, they thought he's in tight position. And you know, and in the last moment, thousands of the sword around him, and everyone's sword is trying to get his head and get million dinar for that head. But he's making dua, oh Allah, do such and such and such. See, this is the way that our Imam, they look at the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the time of Qurba, there is Ghiyas. Ghiyas means when I shout for help, somebody will answer. Somebody answering the call, Ya Ghiyas al-Mustaghisin. So we have to look at Allah this way. Al-Hayyul Hayyum is this way. It is not okay, he is Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy means there is a respect for Al-Hayy. This is it. When there is a Qurba, there is Ghiyas. That is the Ghiyas. Allah is the Ghiyas here. Right? I want you to remember this 10 warning. This is one of the thousands, 10 out of the thousand in Joshan Kabir. As you see, this is Joshan Kabir. So, in every situation there is the hope and dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally you have to depend on Him. That means every moment you walk, it should be embedded in your mind from now on. There is nobody else. Everybody else is, himself is depending on him. Why not me? If my father, my mother, my teacher, my friend, my neighbor, everybody is depending, whether they know or they don't know, why not me? I have to depend on him too. This is what Imam is telling us. Ya dalili inda hayrati. You know hayra? Hayra means when you're wondering. A person comes and says, hey, which direction you want to go? He will be your dalil. Dalil means he will give you reasoning why you have to do this. Let's imagine a great alim comes and tells you, if you are one, you have a problem with this issue, let me tell you according to the philosophy of the Mullah Sadr, this is the way. And he gives you reasoning for it. or he show you the way, Sirat Mustaqim, right? Ya ghinai in the iftiqari. Iftiqari comes from faqr. Faqr means poverty. Most of us feel faqir. All of us feel faqir. Ayyuhal nas, antumul fuqara, inna Allah huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. Quran says, now we're generalizing. Every one of you, if you are the richest man in the planet, still you're faqir. But if I am faqir and I don't know about it, Imam says, ya ghinai. Allah is the ghani. You are the faqir. With whatever He has given you as a blessing, still you are faqir. But do you think it's the ghani? If yes, then you think you respect Him as a hay also. Is it? It should be this way. We have to look at Allah this way. With all my, wealth and everything in my hand, still I think I am faqir. And he is ghani. Okay? Ya malja'i in the istirar. You know istirar, right? When you have, anxiety. Mustar. A person is mustar. He is not sure because he is doubtful. Or something has happened, he doesn't have a way to get out of it. They call it mustar. Amma yujibul muttara idha da'ahu yakshif. Who is the one making kashf su? Because mustar is related to su. Su means there is a problem. It is not husn, it is su. We call Imam Ali husn al-qaza, ba'd su al-qaza. Whenever there was a problem to Prophet, Ali is the one kashf su. He is the one he is helping Prophet. They call it husn al-qaza. So, in this case, Malja inda istirar. At the time of istirar, Allah is Malja. Malja means there is a place I can go. Iltija. There is something I can lean back. You know, He's my, last hope, last stand. In the istirar. Everybody left me alone, but He is the one still there. I shouldn't drop my hope. That's why in Allah, Quran says, وَلَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Well, don't drop your hope from Allah. Your hope should be connected there. Allah doesn't like a person, he is ma'yus. Because ma'yus is Iblis. You know, they have same, come from the same root. وَلَا تَعْسَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Also, yas and ta's, the same thing. Don't drop your hope. Your hope should be connected there. Right? So in the istirar, mustar, when you are mustar, there should be malja, and it is Allah. This is how you respect the Hay. This is how the word of Hay comes to existence in relation to me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and Allah. Otherwise we know He is Hay. And we, inshallah, explain from the kauni point of view. This is only from my point of view, the way I see Him. This is the way I should see Him. There are other definitions for Hay. And you know, Hay means alive. Hay means alive. Okay. Ya mu'ini in the mafzai. You know, mafza, faza, haras. We saw it in Farsi, haras. Faza, like jaza. We have some close word to it. That's also Zayr. Zar. As qala Musa li qawmihi, ya qawm lima tu'uzunani wa qad ta'lamuna anni rasulullah ilaykum. Musa said to them, told them, why are you giving me hard time? Zara. When they gave him hard time, Allah gave them hard time. This is also coming from the same area. Zar and Zar, Faza, Jaza. Right? So here he says Mu'in. There should be somebody give you hand. Somebody provide you some hand. These are all combination of these 10 words. Become a respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Hay. Otherwise, if I don't consider him Hay, in the time of istirar, I don't think there is a marja. I go to this brother, I go to that brother, I never go to that two rakat salat. See that? That two rakat salat is the connection between you and the Hayy. So here he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. This is the Medina. Everybody comes there. My Jesus died as a God. He was a God and he died. Say, no, tell them. If there was a Hayy, he doesn't die. He is Hayy min al-awwal ila akhir. Yani ba'd al-akhir. If he is a Hayy, he is a Hayy. If he is a Qayyum, okay. What is the Qayyum? What is the connection of Qayyum and Hayy to the people of the Medina? There is not, nobody can. Everything is standing up because of the Qa'im. As I said, this is a condition of Qa'im. I holding it. If I don't hold it, Qa'im samawati wal arz bil haq. What is the haq? Allah. What is Qa'im standing? Standing samawat and arz. Standing up because of Qa'im. And because of Qa'im, to who? Al haq. What is the haq? Haq means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa al haq wal mubin. So Allah is the one who is holding it, but Allah is providing this holding through some angels, some musabbabah, some nizamah. For example, since here next step is going to talk about the musabbab, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, when a baby, Allah wants to give a son to a man or woman or a daughter or give them offspring. So what he does, he tells the angel after they got married, okay, go and for 40 days do this job in the womb of this woman, and next 40 days do this job, and next 40 days do this job. Then another angel comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order them. We don't see these stages. See, that's the problem. All we see is the physical. We never see these stages. Where is that angel? How that angel goes and he wants to write the destiny for this man. Don't be confused. Some part of destiny is written, but in Shia we believe in Bada'. Bada' means Allah leave it some open white pages. If this man goes do this, then I will do that. Changing qaza and qadar. So there is an angel is coming and writing, okay, how many bala should come to this man at the time of birth? Right? So then, you know, then it's another angel comes and do some other job. But we don't see this thing. This is called Nizam al-Musabbabat. This is how the Qayyum is setting up the things for us. But how many of us we realize really those stuff? We think, okay, this man and woman, they got married and they're here. Fine. But Allah doesn't. That's not the way he set it up. So that's why there are so many, you know, so much respect should go even for this young baby he's gonna come. Because so many of malaika are taking care of this nizam al-musabbabat for him. But they look at it different way. We look at it different way. So here says, Alif Lam Mim, as you know about this, the wording. This wording itself has a khawas. This huruf al-muqatta'a, they have a khawas. Means, khawas means properties. Properties here means they are the key. But we don't know about the key. Some they know about these keys. Those people, they know about the other issues, like beyond the physicality, they know about these issues also. I don't want to go there, because that will be very strong area to touch to begin with this surah. But we just briefly say, there are some points in those. Otherwise, Allah in his book, because he says this is Kitab al-Haq. In Kitab al-Haq, he doesn't bring only few letters, says Alif, Ta, Mim, Ka, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad, or Ha, Mim, Ain, Sin, Qaf. It's not like that. There is a purpose. If you are really interested, then when we go forward in future, slowly, slowly, we go through what Allah says about this wording. Inshallah. So, this was the concept. unification of the Muslim in front of Jews, Christian and non-believer in Medina. That's why these verses came down. Right? Because right now you are migrated and they had a migration also. They were immigrant and you are immigrant. Exactly same situation you have right now in this country, they had it in Medina. But at the time they had the Prophet, we don't have a Prophet. But the thing is, we have the Quran. And we have a saying of Ayman. So you get more sawab if you go through these books, you study it and apply it and look at the situation of the past also. The other thing was, he's trying to tell the Muslim you have to be patient in this situation. Although the Prophet himself is a magnificent person in the patient. You know? Because he's Usfa Hasan. So his patient is highest patient. But still Quran is trying to help him. Allah is trying to, you know, reinforce his patient because too much problem comes. Medina was a city, was later on became a focal point of the all these two a major empire also, Iran and Rome, besides this Kufar and the people around it. So the man is trying to make a tabliq of his religion. He should be very strong there. So that's why you see these verses, many of their Quran is talking for the Sab also. Okay.
نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يدي وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
But about this point, نزل, there is this concept. There is one concept called Tanzil, one concept called Inzal. In one place, Quran is saying Tanzil al-Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. In another place, he says Inna anzalnahu min Laylatil Qadr. So, what is the difference between these? This verses is which one? This came, anyways, came to Prophet all of a sudden. Or no, it came in the stages. In the philosophical term, it says, before it reached to Prophet Muhammad, it was one book. But when it came to him, it became the stages, mawzu'at. Because there are so many mawzu', there are so many issues, right? So it should come in stages, because this is going to be a question to you, maybe they ask you. Because they were asking Prophet these verses. How come this book doesn't come to you all of a sudden? لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة. How come? How come they haven't come to him? Well, Quran immediately answered them. Yes, it came, but because of the situation human has, I have to make it موضوعات. Otherwise it is clear to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says it is clear to me. But for you to understand, I made it the stages. نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. Now, what is the issue of this al-haq here? Al-haq means what? You see, let's say if I can put this cup on this one, it's not going to hold it. Because there is no place for it. But it can be placed here. That means this is a proper situation for this cup to be there. When it says نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ means that, well, there was a necessity. There was a necessity, there was a reason I sent this book down here. If it wouldn't be like a situation, you need for people, means annas, the community, human. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have sent it down. Because I know the purpose. I know my warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I know my warning. But because for you to understand, so I made it tanzeel, and it is bilhaq. It is in the right place. Don't argue with it. If it is not clear to you, don't argue with it. You have a problem. Allah doesn't have a problem. So you have to fix that problem. Most probably that is mental issue. That is an understanding that goes back to your background. You see, immediately people, they come and argue with the Qur'an with the seer here later on. They start so many questions about the validity of the Qur'an. It is, no, it might have been changed, right? It might have, some people, maybe they wrote out of their own interest, some book. But Qur'an says, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْبِلْحَقِ. This came with the exact necessity. Let me elaborate on the haq. When Musa alayhi salam, he went to the mountain, what happened? You know the story, right? To the mountain, he asked Allah, show me yourself, because he heard Allah talking with him. Right? And he said, okay, if I can hear it, I can see it too. But Allah told the mountain, look at the mountain, that is manifestation of haq. If the haq comes, that cannot stand on this place. It will perish. So the hajjami, the manifestation of Tawheed, on the mountain is no tolerance. Right? So the answer of the mountain was, I cannot follow it. It perished. So Quran says this book is haq. Haq means it is in right place. It is you have to go and fix yourself. If I, anything you want to change in yourself to come to this frame, it is you. You go and change it. Because نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. They may, because the Jew and the Christian, they were challenging him. You know, we have the book, we have the Torah. What is the Torah basically? Torah means Sharia. And Injil means glad tidings. Injil means glad tidings, and Torah means Sharia in the Ibrani. Exactly. We have these things, why we need? Quran says, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. Forget about those. Either it's been changed or it is obsolete. Now, no more use for it. I have sent, even in Quran we have nasikh and mansukh. One ayah comes and take over the other ayah. For time being, for example, the khamr was, if you are drunk, don't come to the salat. But next ayah comes, from now on, you cannot drink. It's become nasikh, that become mansukh. Quran says, when I came, there is no place for any other things. Al-Haq is Al-Haq. When Al-Haq is in his situation, in his place, then there is no place for Batil. Ya Al-Haq wa Zahab al-Batil. When Haq comes, Batil goes. So naturally, this is it. Don't worry about others. Musaddiqan. This is going to testify. It's going to tell you, Musaddiqan, come from Sadaqa. Sadaqa. Sadaqa means testify, endorsing. Endorsement of something in your hand. Right? مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ. What was in لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ? Whatever it is in your hand. What was in the hand of the Prophet? But here, Quran is not talking only to the Prophet. He's talking to the whole community. Means the information you have. لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ means this one. Whatever, right now, this paper of written paper, it is in my hand. Right? This is مَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ. This is in my hand. People before, they had the Bible and Old Testament, Torah and Injil. Quran says, this is going to tell you the truth about those books. How much of it they change, and how much this is right. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ is the same thing. وَأَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ مِنْ قَبْلِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وأنزل القرآن إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد. Why is عذاب شديد? What is it? Because I am a Christian, and then I don't know. Quran comes, then there is عذاب شديد on me. Why? I haven't believed in it. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala doesn't say He's عذاب شديد on those people they believe. He says عذاب شديد on those people they cower. Those people, they know what is in it, and they don't apply it. They have a reason for it, but they put the reason aside. Right? So, this is a reason. He says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ What is آيات الله? The same thing, الحق نزل الكتاب This book came on stages This book it is not like you apply it overnight and everything will change No, the community needs to be fixed You have to start with Quran You have to apply Quran the same way I was talking about the Hayy al-Qayyum See, most of us, unfortunately, we don't apply Quran in a proper way That's why you see Muslim community, most of them they have a problem. But on those days, a group of people from the desert, they had no really education, proper education. But they were coming and sitting with the Prophet, and he was telling them a few words, couple words, then there was a change. And every one of them, they were going to their tribe, they were making major changes. To the extent the same people of the desert, they became almost the best people in the planet. Regarding the piety, regarding the order, regarding the running the community. Right? To the extent, you know, when the Prophet was sending a group of mu'mineen to the jihad and asked them, anyone he knows Quran among them? They said there is a young man, he knows most of Al-Baqarah. He said, he's your Amir. Follow him. That means if you apply Quran properly, it doesn't matter. You become a, you know, a person can run the community. But why in this century we are not able to run it? Because we don't apply it. Otherwise we read it. The problem is we don't apply it. That is a major problem. Look at our daily activities. There is no application of Quran in it. Right? So, another reason here for the word Al-Haq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in charge of, he is the Mudabbir. Mudabbir is a planner. When he sent this one, when the Injil and Torah was there, when he sent this one, he had a plan for it to send it. He is not a ghafil about the situation of the people. When he sent something, naturally he is aware of it. He is a mudabbir for it. He is not a ghafil. Right? And also, this the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in He applied the things according to this, his own sunnah. And what is his sunnah? The sunnah is his tradition. Is in such a way, he do the things through the musabbabat. This is the sunnah. Look at this ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْبَى عَلَيْهَ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ We start from that word of Al-Hakim. We talked this one, brother, once. But Al-Hakim means a person, he has a perfect vision about something. Take this a rope, and few rope and tie them together the way, there is no way you can separate them from each other. Right? There is no way you can separate them, like this twisted wire. That is called hukm, ahkam, ahkim. Right? When you twist them in such a way, there won't be any way for penetration of anything into it. That is hakim. Allah says, my job is hikmah. In the hikmah, there is no penetration of anything. Penetration of the facade, for example. Facade doesn't have nutrition, doesn't have a way to get into my hikmah. This book has come based on the haq and hikmah. So don't think people later on they can change it. Some people they come and say, okay, why? You know, they manipulate the verses and they change the verses, content of the book. I said, no, there is no way. Because this is kitab al-hikmah. And there is no way in Kitab al-Hikmah things get changed. So that's why it is one reason for us to believe this book is going to be everlasting. Because it is what? In Allah, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. Still we talk about the Hakim. So the book with the Hikmah, there is no way you can make it pages, you can drop it, you can, you know, put your own wording in it. Or you do something and say this is from Quran. Right? Make salah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I see a little bit like
So the way we are is that in the first part we focused on the word Hayyum. And then brought in the Kabir and trying to connect us with the Sahih and the word of Lavali and Bani. So you are bringing us to the connection and the right Bani. This is the concept of talking.
But
there's nothing else for us but
Allah. Respect my Lord, the way I respect my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because through these stages, he says, I'm not doing something wrong. And if there is a necessity, I will send it out. If there is a need in your community, I send it. These verses come based on the timely basis or on need of the community. So here I am now. I see these verses, what is my reaction? For example, that verses we wrote there. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوفًا. It has been written on you, you have to pray right on the time. It was not your option. It is not your option. It is mandatory. Now you say, why should I do it? He says, remember that promise you gave me. Somewhere in your life, you gave me some promise. The promise, this is akhlaq, right? The promise is, if you do something good to me, I have to be responsible person. Do not break that one. I told you Imam Babu alayhi salam, he said, there are angels with
Muhammad.
See, Imam he put it in this way, he said Adam al-Zab. This is how he defined Adam al-Zab. Adam al-Zab means there is a stage before you come. Right? And don't compare Allah's knowledge with your knowledge. I don't know much about my birth. All I know myself, I see myself in the glass and in the mirror. That's me. My knowledge doesn't go beyond that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says there are كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَبِّرْهُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He is the one, He's giving you faces. He is the one, He created you. So how come you become ignorant about all those stages? You see, Allah is not like a person who come and tell you, I did this one for you, I did this one for you, I did this one. You know, collectively He says, you are my creator. The word, هو الذي, here look at, إِنَّ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَبِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. That means, يُصَبِّر means come from مُصَبَّر, حَسْفِير, surah. Means, this shape you have right now, I draw that picture. It was a piece of meat. I could drop it. just as a piece of, as you know, some of the angels, then they write this destiny of the man, right? If he's going to drop, like mother cannot hold him, so there is no second stage for him, there is no bada in him. They don't write that white page for him, they leave it, right? So there are responsibility regarding this musabba. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن عزيز الجبار المتكبر هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور. So now from here this هو الذي يصوركم, we go to خالق البارئ المصور. He is the one, he gave you the light, but he is the one who is also giving you تصوير. He is the one who is giving you تصوير. So that if we have to open that stages, see how much work has been done there, right? And then I won't say whatever I'm supposed to say, right? I will be responsible for whatever happened in that stage, whatever covenant I made with him. I signed a paper with him, and I said I did such and such and such and such. But for time being, that chapter is kind of hidden. I don't see it right now. But there is in your fitrah. Somehow you can remember what was going on there. Not exactly, but you know these stages you came through.
You're talking about the ayah which is referring to Ali when you say
confident. Yes. It is Ali Imran, I'm sorry, Surah Al-Ahzab, I think ayah number 35 or 6. In there, Allah says, I got a covenant from you. You gave me a covenant. You shake hands with me in one regard. That was, I will take responsibility of whatever you say. But now, you are here as a physical person. Now you forget about that stage. Allah says, what is that akhlaq is reminding you to telling you, you are my makhluq, be responsible for what you do. Right? Where is that responsibility?
Yes.
Salam.
Allah.